Guwahati. The flood situation across six northeastern states of India remains critical, with the death toll rising to 34 amid relentless heavy rains and flooding. The affected states include Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura, and Nagaland. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the chief ministers of Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, and Sikkim, as well as the governor of Manipur, assuring them of full central government support to manage the crisis. According to state officials, Assam reported 10 deaths, Arunachal Pradesh 9, Meghalaya and Mizoram 6 each, Tripura 2, and Nagaland 1. The fatalities were primarily caused by drowning, landslides, and waterlogging. In Assam, over 364,000 people across 19 districts have been affected by floods and rains, with more than 3,524 hectares of cropland damaged in 764 villages, according to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, ASDMA. The state government announced an ex gratia payment of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of 5 victims who died in recent landslides in Guwahati. Tripura has reported over 10,600 flood-affected people sheltering in 60 relief camps across 4 districts. More than 200 houses were damaged due to flash floods. Chief Minister Manik Saha visited the affected areas on Sunday to oversee relief operations. Manipur has been severely impacted, with 3,802 people affected and nearly 900 homes damaged after floods caused by a swollen river breached embankments in Imphal East and West districts. Governor Ajay Kumar Bala's toured flooded areas as rescue operations by the Army and Assam Rifles helped evacuate around 1,300 people. Meghalaya reported damage to 37 houses and over 1,300 people affected in 86 villages, with 45 infrastructure sites, including bridges, sustaining damage. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall across the region until June 3 due to a weakening depression over Bangladesh. Authorities have urged vigilance as the situation remains volatile.